Ty Davis had every reason to be bitter. In his first year with the Saints, he was up on the roster and then he was down. He said he spent most of his time at the hotel near the airport because he didn't know where he was going to be. But he said that the Saints were a first-class organization. He's got a lot of friends still in the New Orleans area, and I think that he had a great attitude about it, and he got as much as he could out of that opportunity. Definitely grateful for the time.
Sometimes it's all just about getting that opportunity, and that's the case for both Broncos linebackers, right. Todd Davis, and obviously Brandon Marshall, too, just needed that opportunity to show what they can do. And now we've reached that time in the show. Our favorite part of the show, Mace's three keys.
All right, well, let's get started right away. Number one, you got to sustain drives. You know, we talked about the three and outs that the Broncos had last week. If you look at the Saints, they're 3-0 this year in games with 25 combined possessions between the two teams. They like to go up tempo, go up and down the field. So you've got to make sure you have some long drives, keep their offense off the field, make sure that each team is limited to like 8 to 10 drives. That's the kind of game the Broncos want to play. Number two, minimize damage from the Saints' offense. You go back to when New Orleans got off to an 0-2 start, losing to the Raiders and the Giants. One thing the Raiders and Giants did very well was they stopped the Saints in scoring range. In those games, 3 of 9 Saints possessions that went inside the 35-yard line got touchdowns. The rest, field goals or missed field goals. So you want to make sure that the Saints do move the ball, and they will move the ball today. You want to make sure that you limit them to field goals and keep things within striking distance. And finally, you've got no margin for error in this game. Last week, the Broncos, a couple of turnovers. Now, one of them, desperate interception when they were trying to come back late. But 4 giveaways in the last 2 games. If we look at this game today and see the Broncos had 2 giveaways against the Saints, guys, then I think we're talking about the Broncos losing. So you got to make sure you limit the mistakes. Don't give the Saints any opportunities other than the ones they'll create on their own.
Yeah, you got to play almost a perfect game. A lot on the line for both of these teams. Of course, the Saints trying to keep pace in the NFC South. They could get above 500 with a win today. And the Broncos probably, like we heard Jim Nance say, playing the toughest division in all of football. And this game, it'll be a loud atmosphere here today.
Yeah, it'll be a loud atmosphere because the Saints fans are some of the best fans in NFL football. But it'll also be a loud atmosphere because Broncos country is out here in full force. Mason talked about eliminating mistakes. Bourbon Street's usually a place full of mistakes plenty of times.
That's
but I promise that Broncos country was on their best behavior last night in New Orleans. New Orleans is used to hosting Super Bowls, but on Saturday, the Big Easy played host to the reigning Super Bowl champs and their fans. The Broncos hosted a fan meetup at the Swamp Saturday night. Miles, the mascot, and members of the Denver Broncos cheer team were in attendance to greet all the Denver faithful who were in town to cheer on their team.
It's nuts. I never thought we'd see something like this here. Just that this many Bronco fans traveled out here just to support the team.
Oh, this is awesome, though. This city's really, like, built it up for us. That's nice. It's a warm welcome. Oh, yeah, it's like a home game.
The Swamp will also play host to Broncos country on Sunday morning, as Broncos fans will be tailgating there before making the walk to the Superdome. In New Orleans, on Bourbon Street, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.
It was quite a sight to see all that blue and orange out on Bourbon Street last night. And kudos to the city of New Orleans for being such gracious hosts. We even walked past, Miles walked past a cop car, and he got booed by one of the police officers.
Yeah.
However, everybody was a great sport about it, and we really appreciate that. It's what makes this one of the best road cities to come to throughout the NFL schedule.
Yeah, we had a great time last night. We got some shrimp po' boys.
Beignets.
We also made it to Cafe Du Monde. What's your favorite part about coming down here?
Oh, well, my parents drove up from Tampa, and I think my favorite part of the trip was going over to Pat O'Brien's in the French Quarter. I've been there many times over the years. My dad, he used to travel here on business back in the 80s. My mom's first time, so in her 70s, she had the first hurricane she's ever had.
There you
so,
go.
That's the highlight for me, getting a hurricane to my mom at this point in her life.
Mace's mom might not make it to the game today, but we certainly had a great time here. But this is only the 11th meeting between these two teams.
Yep.
They've played 10 times previously, and that leads us right into this week's trivia question. Let's revisit it again. Who has a better record against the Broncos? Is it the Saints or is it Breeze? Of course, Breeze started his career in San Diego in the division. And now the answer, Mace.
Well, Drew Brees has started against the Broncos 9 times. He's beaten them twice, 0-2 and 0-4. So that'd be 2-7. Broncos 2-8 against the Saints all time. I'm going to soak. I think Breeze is better.
Yeah, but it's sort of a trick question a little bit too. They've only beaten each other, the Broncos twice each. So of course Breeze is the answer though with just seven losses. So a little bit of a trick question
all
there.
Game difference,
percentage points. That's the thing.
Exactly. It's a game of inches, right?
Yeah.
Well, we've reached the end of the show. Time now for our final thoughts, Mace. Let's start with you.
Well, we're in the shadow of the French Quarter, gentlemen. And I think it's about the first quarter, though, today. The Broncos have to get off to a better start. Minus 44 first quarter point differential. It's not only the worst in the league, it's the worst for the Broncos after nine games in 52 years. They've got to get better at that, or else it's going to be a bad day.
We started the show with some New Orleans puns. I'm going to drop another one here.
Oh, boy.
The defense needs to stop the Saints from marching in.
Oh, come on.
That's pretty good. That's too bad. I want to see the Broncos play with a little bit more emotion. We saw them get frustrated against the Raiders on offense and on defense. Play with a little bit more emotion, some fire out there, and that might help.
I thought you were going to drop the mic after the Saints go marching in. I just walk off the set. Good night, everybody. I agree with that, though. I think it's going to be important to stopping the Saints, and one of the ways that they can do it is by having those young defensive backs, Webster, Roby, Doss, they need to get off to a quick start, and they need to limit the time that Drew Brees has to throw or create more time for those pass rushers to get to Brees. He gets the ball off, as we mentioned earlier, between 1.6 and 1.7 seconds, and that's not a lot of time for Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware to do their work. So with that, as you mentioned, Phil, this is the end of the show. For Andrew Mason, Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Be sure to tune in post-game, DenverBroncos.com. Mace will have the written word from the locker room. Phil and I will have our video reports. Plus, Coach Kubiak and Trevor Siemian will be live at the podium. But for now, we say goodbye. Enjoy the game, everybody. The Saints and Broncos are coming up next.
After falling to the Raiders in Week 9, the Broncos prepare for a tough matchup against the Saints' number one offense. The Denver defense arrives in New Orleans with one thing on their mind: shut down Drew Brees. As one of the league's top-tier quarterbacks, Brees has thrown for 21 touchdowns in 8 games.
Comes a screen to Ingram, who spins around, gets to the goal line. Touchdown, Saints!
Ranked second in the league with 9.5 sacks, Von Miller has his sights set on disrupting the Saints' passing attack.
And 4-man rush, here comes Von Miller! He's got him!
Denver's offense continues to search for consistency and rhythm on the gridiron and looks to turn things around against a struggling Saints defense.
Hooker steps outside. He's going to walk to the goal line. Untouched. Touchdown, Denver.
It's about who wanted more tonight.
Yeah.
Let's go. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Give me 3.
With a chance to go into the bye week at 7-3, the Broncos look to bounce back in the Big Easy.